Okay, so this is an episode in English. So if you are an English speaker, please go straight to the beginning. If you're not, aquí te va.
Esto es El Martínez. Bienvenidos a El Martínez. ¿Qué le servimos para empezar?
Bienvenidos al Martínez edición South by Southwest. Acá en este episodio lo que decidí fue cambiar un poquito el formato y salir a conocer gente interesante en las calles de este festival, que es un gran festival lleno de gente que está metida en innovación, que está metida en creatividad, que está metida en música, en humor. Entonces, tuve la oportunidad de platicar con un doctor sobre la diabetes, pero es el top of the top de la American Diabetes Association.
Hello, I'm Mr. Random.
Con él hablé un poquitito de salud. Luego hablé con los creadores de una plataforma para músicos independientes.
We know social media is a key. Any musician out there that's listening.
Luego tuve la suerte de dar con un gran personaje de Irlanda que resulta que tiene un South by Southwest en Europa.
Keep asking people. Everyone has a story to tell and everyone wants to tell it. So ask as many people as you can and just keep talking to them.
Se hace en Lisboa, ahora lo están llevando a Río y le dije que por qué no pensaba llevarlo a más países de Latinoamérica, por ejemplo, ¿no? También hablé con un personajazo que diseña emojis y está creando una religión en sus tiempos libres.
Suppose that everyone is on a spectrum between like being past oriented, present oriented and future oriented.
Y una plataforma de AI que está usando Apple Vision para crear realidades nuevas, metaversos basados en temas muy visuales.
And I see lots of projects here at Southwest that could benefit from the generative AI technologies that we're working on.
Tomen nota, porque todos me estiraron sus websites, me contaron de qué va, lo que hacen, y creo que está bueno. Es un episodio que si le van parando y le van pausando, se van a encontrar con un mundo de ideas y de gente nueva. Bueno, espero que les guste este experimento desde South by Southwest. Y bueno, sigamos y comencemos, porque este es El Martínez desde South by.
Un bar transformado en podcast es El Martínez. Es El Martínez.
Estoy acá en mi hotel en South by Southwest y se me ocurre una idea en vista de que estoy buscando darle una, no sé, vamos a decir, una cosa más experimental al Martínez, que como ya les comenté, este año en Cannes va a ser la temporada final. Y entonces empecé como a pensar en cuál es el nuevo formato que voy a hacer y el nuevo podcast, que quiero hacerlo un podcast más abierto y menos publicitario, ¿no? O sea, sigue siendo para todos los que nos gustan las ideas, pero yendo a buscar tendencias en otros lugares. Así que, pues, lo que decidí fue lanzarme a la calle a conocer gente random.
El Martínez.
Estoy en el ascensor y estoy con un señor y vamos a ver si de pronto él quisiera. Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Good.
Sorry, I thought you were talking on the phone.
No, actually, I'm recording a podcast.
So cool. Is,
basically, I find random people.
Oh,
I'm
Mr. Random.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Well, what do you do for a living?
Actually, I am in the world of diabetes.
Oh, really?
And obesity, yes.
Okay,
I might need that.
what do you do in your field?
So I the American Diabetes Association. The chief scientific and medical officer there.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, so helping the people live healthier with diabetes.
Thank you very much for that. We need people like you in general.
Yeah, we all need to work together.
So can you give me an insight? Because part of what I'm doing is just getting, again, it's just I knew you, and for some reason we are here talking, but is there any insight that you would like to share with some people that doesn't know about diabetes, for instance?
Oh, well, you know, there are probably all sorts of things. Let's see what pops into my head. Well, one, if you have diabetes, which a lot of people do, and more every day, there's a lot that you can do to be healthy.
Okay.
And all of the bad things that could happen with diabetes don't need to. There's a lot that can be done. So talk to your healthcare professional about what things you can do. When you want to change the way you're living, because, you know, some of it is living a healthier life,
mm-hmm.
Take small changes, right?
Small steps, right?
Yeah, small steps work much better. You know, the people that say, starting next week, I'm going to get ready to run a marathon. No, go out for a walk each day. Start with that and then gradually build. So
I like that. That's good advice. That's good advice.
Yeah.
And what is, like, when you go out in your life, of course you have a big purpose, but what would you like to be remember of?
Oh, I think hopefully for helping people. That's sort of what drives me in life and doing.
Why?
I don't know. I think that's why we're here on Earth. You know, like I don't know why. Like why? Maybe more the question is why not?
Why don't we all do that?
And then imagine what a wonderful world it would be.
I totally agree. I totally agree, and I think that. Inspiring, no? I think that what you do, the American Diabetes Association, is, I don't know, I see myself like going out every day and helping people should be inspiring in general.
I love that idea.
Bueno, ahí así arrancó este podcast donde tuve la oportunidad de conocer a un señor que hace cosas importantes, la Asociación Americana de Diabetes. Dándonos un poco de inspiración y recordándonos que pues hay que vivir poquito a poco dando ciertos pasos para estar mejor. Seguimos. Okay, so we are here. I just knew random people in the street and I would like to, first of all, I would like to hear your fucked up thing that you said.
A little bit. What do you want to know?
What do you do for a living? Let's start from there.
I own a music distribution platform.
Nice. What is your name?
Spare Music.
Spare Music.
Yes. www.sparemusic.com.
There you go. You have it.
We're a music distribution platform, just like DistroKid, TuneCore, and that's what we do. We help musicians get their music online on the digital stores and get them revenue from that and help them promote, help them market, get them into sync deals and all that. Then we own a media company that's called One Kind Media.
Uh-huh.
And it helps artists. Well, we own our own catalog in-house. We help artists management and we also help with marketing and social media and all that.
Oh, that's super cool because, you know, nowadays musicians more and more are becoming independent.
Yes.
Blockchain is changing a lot of things.
Yes.
Are you into that?
We aren't into blockchain fully, honestly, not into the blockchain game, but we know social media is a key. Any musician out there that's listening, if you want to start your music career, go on and make social media content and you'll end up growing. That's the reality.
Yeah, it's amazing how TikTok, for instance, is like game changer for musicians, no?
Yes, it is. TikTok is the way to go. TikTok, Instagram, anyway, anywhere you go, you need to use the social media platform.
So, what is your main purpose coming to South By?
To network and meet some good people like yourself. And
absolutely.
Hang out with some good people. Yeah, that's the main goal.
And inspire, right? I think it's a great...
Yeah, inspire, learn, find motivation, meet good people. And it's listen to great music, watch some good movies.
Any recommendation of your artists that we would like to share?
To the artists in general?
No, the artists that you are working with, like finding new music. I think that's something important.
Yeah, fine. Like the music that we work with, like check out, for example, Dotsak, check out Miss Latam, Safrica. These guys are more upcoming Afro beats, lo-fi, and they're good content.
Nice. Okay, I'll check that out.
Awesome. Nice meeting you.
Thank you very much for the timing. It's okay if I use it for my podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Totally fine.
It's El Martinez.
El Martinez, yeah.
Yeah, you can follow.
Yeah, I'll follow for sure. Thank you.
Esto es El Martinez.
Otro lugar de inspiración, la música. Gente que distribuye músicos independientes. Bueno, chequenla. Ahí está el link. Y échenle un ojo a ver qué está haciendo esta gente, ¿no? Por las calles de South by Southwest, encontrando gente que quiera, gente random, para preguntarles sobre su vida, qué hacen, insights, cosas que nos puedan inspirar. Seguimos.
Esto es El Martinez.
Hi, I'm Gavin. I'm from Belfast, Northern Ireland. This is my first time at South by Southwest. I'm having fun.
Nice.
Just trying to get a drink, but there's a long queue. Stereotypically Irish, I like a drink.
Well, me too. So there we can be friends.
That's all you need.
Exactly. So tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do for a living? What is your passion in life?
Yeah, so I work for a tech events company called Web Summit.
Uh-huh.
So we run some of the world's largest tech conferences. Our biggest one is in Lisbon in November, and we've about 70 to 75,000 people come to it every year.
Wow.
We have three other events around the world, one in Doha in Qatar, one in Rio in Brazil, and one in Toronto in Canada. And they're a bit smaller. They range from kind of 12.5 to 40,000 people. Keeps us busy.
What is the name again?
Web Summit.
Web Summit, okay. So, of course, it's about digital.
Yeah, it's all about tech. So any way in which tech affects how someone's living their life, we talk about it. So whether that's, you know, fintech, software, or like the social and ethical implications of new technologies, we cover it. And we'll have people there talking about it. We get some of the biggest names in tech coming along. All the big companies, like Facebook, Google, Apple, all come.
Okay, so there you have it. It's not only South by Southwest, right?
Yeah, not only South by. I'm basically here to steal ideas.
That's always good.
I think Ernest Hemingway said, good writers borrow, great writers steal. I think the same applies to running an event.
I totally agree. So is there anything that you saw that is stealable?
Yeah, absolutely. Some really good content. I saw a really interesting talk yesterday with Rosario Dawson and a couple of other speakers all about a new project she's executive producing that's creating a movie about indigenous groups that are fighting to protect water, particularly in North America. It was really, really interesting, really great panel.
What is the name again?
It was this little Indian girl.
Okay.
Was the name of the organization. And they're creating a movie. And one of the speakers was called Tara Hosh, I think was her second name. And she's like an indigenous frontline campaigner who was like at Standing Rock and different places to try and fight like oil pipelines that are going through indigenous lands. So it was really, really interesting talk about, kind of primarily I say about that indigenous experience, the wisdom that indigenous groups have and can bring globally, but also about, you know, the kind of the environment and the climate impact. And you know, ways to try and solve the climate crisis. It was very optimistic. It's strange for, you know, a topic that could have been quite pessimistic. They were very optimistic. It was a really, really good talk.
I do believe in optimism. You know, I think that in general we are so in a world that is so fucked up that sometimes you need something to cheer you up. And particularly when I think about what you do, is also putting like the bridge, because there's something with how digital is also in the countries that are not developed. It's going, the bridge is more and more.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything to share the content that you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. So every talk at our events is recorded, and we encourage people to share them. And you know, actually, what you were saying about developing countries. Let's say we run an event in Rio, and it's actually, you know, this year will be its second year. We launched it last year, and it's our fastest growing event ever.
Wow.
Yeah, so in year one, we thought we'd get 10,000 people. We got over 20,000.
Wow.
And this year, we're on course to hit nearly 40,000. So, like, the appetite for people in, you know, places like Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay, Venezuela, Argentina, Chile, for finding innovative solutions to old problems is huge. And, you know, I think, you know, in Latin America, fintech is one of the biggest industries down there. And the reason for that is there's so many unbanked people. There are people that don't have access to the kind of tools that we take for granted in the West. But there are then so many innovative technology companies that are almost skipping the industrial part of the industrial revolution and going straight to the tech revolution. They've gone straight from the first industrial revolution to the fourth and skipped two and three. And it's really exciting to watch because they're finding new clever solutions to really old problems that took us 200 years to figure out, and they're figuring them out in 6 months.
Wow. Wow, that sounds promising. You actually should think about going to Mexico, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have plans to expand our events globally. We have now four in Europe, the Middle East, North America, and Latin America. We have plans to get back into East Asia and into Africa as well, and who knows beyond that.
Nice. So, I want an advice. I have as I told you, I come from the advertising world. And I did like most of them about creativity, but then I start like bringing different people from, you know, like this. But now I'm thinking like going to another podcast that is more about getting to know interesting people and people that are changing the world in a way. What would you a piece of advice to have access to those people in a podcast?
I think just keep asking. You know, I was at a talk earlier and I wanted to invite one of the speakers on the stage to come speak at our events, and I said to her, you know, what's the best way to get in touch with you? And she said, just slide into my DMs. You know, and one of the other speakers, he's an actor and he now has his own video games studio. And they're releasing a video game in about a month. His name's Abubakar Salim. And he was saying when he decided to try and make this video game, and it's very personal for him, the game was inspired by his father passing away. So the game's all about like dealing with his own grief. And so he had no technical knowledge, no coding experience. He didn't know how to make a video game. And he said he just spent like a year and a half sliding into people's DMs, messaging them, being like, hey, I have an idea. Do you want to work with me? So yeah, just keep asking. Keep asking people. Everyone has a story to tell and everyone wants to tell it. So ask as many people as you can and just keep talking to them.
Totally, I totally agree. And basically, yeah, we do this. Also, my the people that hear this is mainly from Latin America. I'm Venezuelan, based in LA, but I live in Mexico. So a piece of advice that you would like to share in all the hours that you for sure know many people, in order to have access to that content or ideas.
Go to events, talk to people. You never know who you're talking to. You know, I've gone to a lot of events over the years, and sometimes you talk to someone and you just hit it off. You have a drink. You're not even thinking about, you know, can they be on my podcast? Can they come to my event? Can they do work? And then you chat to them a bit more, you become friends, and then 2 years down the line, you realize, oh, they're my new co-founder, they're my first investor, or they're, to give an example of one that I had, I was in New York at an event, met someone, had a load of drinks with them, met them again at a bunch of other events, we became friends. 4 years later, they brought Eva Longoria to speak at one of our events.
Nice.
Yeah, so I mean, it's talk to people, and as I say, you never know who you're talking to. You think someone, everyone is somebody, and that's I would say as well, is like try to have real conversations. Don't a lot of people, and especially at events like this, you see a lot of people and they do the old conference look. They look at your badge first and then they look you in the eyes.
Yeah,
don't do that. You know, have a conversation with people about what they care about and then become friends and business will follow.
I really like that line that you say, that everybody's somebody.
Yeah, everybody's somebody. Everybody has a story to tell. Everybody, you know, nobody's good at everything, but everybody's good at something.
And,
you know, it's like, yeah, just talk to people, be friends.
Algo que es interesante en Southway Southway es que todo el mundo está en un ambiente en el que se quiere platicar, ¿no? Entonces eso ayuda porque conoce gente de todas partes, gente que está haciendo cosas interesantes y es lo que sigo buscando.
El Martínez.
All right, so here we are in the AI happy hour, which is very happy, no? What do you think?
It's fairly happy. I think you should introduce your co-host right here.
Yeah, we have a co-host. We have two persons that are super into AI. Our first guest is Joseph
Simrani. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I've never heard a name like that. That's actually
Lebanese.
Quite interesting. You speak Lebanese or anything like that?
I don't speak Lebanese. The interesting thing is, no one else with that name in the U.S.
Wow, crazy.
So I'm the end of the line. So the name dies with my family.
Unless you have kids that you don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
I work for Pfizer. And run data and reporting for our sales force. So excited to be down here because AI is crucial to what we're doing.
Is it okay if I record you?
Or,
okay, great.
We're going to have some more guests right here.
All right.
Good evening.
Kyle
Chivas.
Hi, Kyle. Nice
How's
to meet
going?
You. Good. How are you?
How can I help you?
And this I'm is
Deanna Bailey.
Deanna, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. So I'm recording a podcast where I just meet people like you guys and get to know a little bit more about yourself and what you do, what is your passion in life, and what are you finding inspiring in South By. Let's start here and let's go all the way.
You do realize how deep that question
is.
Yeah, right? I mean, to be honest, what I value in South By Southwest is just seeing what people are creating at this point in time and just being amazed by it and understanding how the technology that we're working on is going to amplify that.
Anything inspiring that you are taking home yet?
Yeah, so I think, what we're focused on at Blockade Labs is mostly very visually based, but it's actually understanding that in terms of visual storytelling, there's a lot more components, music, other senses, and basically I come away thinking, you know, we got to start paying attention to that because stories are pretty dull if you can't really feel what's going on.
Gotcha. So for someone that doesn't know what you do, how would you explain it?
So we have a generator that creates immersive content. Do you, you know, for example, you might wake up one day and you want to see what Utah desert looks like. You can go to our website, Blockade Labs, or you can go to our tool, Skybox AI, and you can type in Utah desert. You can maybe even draw a bit of an outline of where you want the little rock to sit and the little lake that sits in the Utah desert.
Can you repeat the website?
Skybox.blockadelabs.com.
Great. Well, that sounds inspiring, like going and just create something out of nowhere. I mean, it's visually attracted by what I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see lots of projects here at Southwest that could benefit from the generative AI technologies that we're working on. I mean, we're getting to a point that really reality is kind of sitting upon a fine line of where these technologies exist. You know, we're not too far away from, I was doing it here in Austin last night, going around taking 360-degree images and playing around in our internal channels and remixing the exhibition hall here in Austin, Texas into a cyberpunk rendition of that.
Oh, that sounds great.
I mean, you can understand why I'm so excited by an event by South by Southwest, because I think, you know, give it a year's time, the kind of experiences of which these amazing creators, XR, XR enthusiasts will be creating it's going to be absolutely insane.
How do you see the future?
I see a future where we are able to remix reality into whatever we want.
That sounds interesting. I mean, fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible.
So how about, what was your name again, sorry?
Deanna Bailey.
Deanna, nice to meet you, Deanna. Do you work together?
We do work together,
okay.
Yes.
Same company?
Yep, same company. He's the COO and I do business development.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is your work look like in a daily basis?
Like just meet people and tell them what we do. I want to caveat off of what he was saying, though, about our images. The ability to immerse yourself into another environment actually has a lot of mental health effects. And we're seeing a lot of health industry professionals pick us up and start using us for things like meditation or PTSD, or like, how can you, because, you know, visual is one of the senses that you can use. And if you can just bring yourself to that place, and then imagine if you added the other components of storytelling, like Kyle said, you could literally help people rewire and rewrite the way they feel about things.
Wow.
I mean, we have...
I love it.
We have applications out there. I mean, the one that springs to mind is Pillow.
Yeah.
Apple Vision Pro? Apple Vision Pro application that focuses on like wellness, that utilizes our technologies to create a better space for people. And I just think that is like, that's just mind-blowing.
Wow. When did you guys started with that? Because Apple Vision is just launching.
I mean, fortunately, we had quite a fair bit of foresight. We were able to... I don't know how technical your audience are, but we were able to integrate into Unity. And you know, from that, those that were building Apple Vision Pro applications were able to summon our worlds into their applications. So it's turned out very well for us.
Wow. All right. That was something. Thank you for sharing.
Is this an interesting conversation?
It is.
I want to hear about the
All right. Okay, let me go now to Aviv. How are you, Aviv?
I'm quite good. I'm surprised that I have a new following already. You guys are ready for, you know, to join a religion, it looks like. But real quick, what do you guys currently believe? Just, I'm not used to that. I'm not pitching anything. I'm just curious. What do you guys believe?
What do I believe?
Yeah. And you know, do you believe in a God or what is it?
Yeah, I think I believe in spiritualism as a whole, but I have no religion.
Okay, cool. That's healthy. What about you guys?
Okay, so the thing that excites me most about the work that we're doing at the moment is when you have the ability to not only summon like one world through Skybox AI, but in addition to that, like create coherency between multiple places, so we can basically derive like worlds from the application that we're building.
Well, wait a second. What do you think the question was? I'm trying to make a connection right here. I have a gap. So, what was the question?
I don't know. I was just going to tell you what I was excited about.
Well, that's awesome. That's great. I can see your tail wagging. But like, but the question was, what do you believe? Like, you know,
in a religion, spiritual.
If there's, you know, whatever, however you want to answer that. What do you believe? What's your stuff like that?
Yeah. Oh man, I don't have time to think about that. I'm just focused on taking the reality that we have now and making it as freaking awesome as possible through Skybox.
I'm going to assume that you're an atheist.
I don't. Well, the thing is, at this point in time, I don't know. Maybe something will happen in the future that says otherwise.
Oh, okay. So you're like agnostic. I guess I'm trying to put a label.
We don't like labels.
Okay.
Why?
This is Austin. We don't
do that
here.
Like fundamentally, it's a question that I can't answer right now.
Fundamentally. Yeah, like, all right. Okay. That's fine. We don't always know what we believe.
So tell me about your religion. You're creating a religion.
But it's just a hobby. It's just for fun religion, you know, just, you know. Not
on the podcast.
No.
Okay, wait, hold on. This kid makes amazing emojis.
Oh, thank you. But now it's going to be connected. Now my reputation as an emoji designer is going to be tainted by... No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I thought that was your religion.
See, we're never gonna get to it. He's right.
No. He's gonna make an emoji.
Okay.
For
okay. So
sorry.
I'm an emoji designer who is. My hobby is making religions. Okay. So fine. So the first religion. Okay. So I'm an atheist. I don't believe in a god. I don't need a god. I think life is absolutely, absolutely wonderful and beautiful. That doesn't mean it's not difficult or depressing. Today was suicidal. Today I was. He knows. It was so boring in the morning. Anyway, whatever. We'll get to that later. Okay. So, I have a rather intuitive part, but right now I'm totally improvising, so I'm enjoying it. But I don't always listen to my intuition. So a lot of times I doubt myself and whatever. So, last year, I was thinking, why not? What if there was a religion that was not about God, but about the gut? Oh my gut! Right? So it's like... So it's called Church of the God, what if they made money by selling probiotic yogurt or whatever? Okay, fine. But the idea is that it's not up there. God is not up there, but it's down here in your bellies, in your intestinal tract, like sacred bacteria or whatever. Not sacred because, you know, they're, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. But the term is interesting, right? So there was actually a talk, South by Southwest, I think yesterday, maybe yesterday, where they were talking about how depression is largely dependent on your microbiome. And so that's kind of the stuff that this was based on. Like, in the future, I wouldn't be surprised if there was actually a cult about this. But I paused this to work on other projects. And then recently I realized, well, okay, hold on. I see another opportunity for a religion. So my relationship, we all have a relationship with the future, right? I think by being here in this event, we're actually quite fond of the future, right? So suppose that everyone is on a spectrum between like being past oriented, present oriented, and future oriented. You're all familiar with like the maladaptive version of the past oriented. So for example, the person who doesn't forget the past, who says, oh, the good old days, right? We're inherently not that person. And we're also probably not like super zen, being in the present. We're not really like that. Maybe a little bit. Ben, a little bit, right? He tries. But you know what? The excitement of the future, it just gets to him. So he's between the present and the future. Okay, fine. So let's cut it short. So
you don't think people fit into one of those? You don't think like everyone identifies on past, present, or future?
It's quite rare to meet like a totally 100% one person. My mom, actually, a little bit. She's like,
I would say I'm a present person.
You think you're a present person? What are you doing here?
Present person.
What's that?
That's a virtue. If you can say present, that is truly, you know, that's a gift. But being present while also being future oriented is probably the best way to be.
Well, and I think I break it up into work life and probably family life, right? There's probably
with family,
two
you want to be present.
With family, you always want to, but just with life, I think you want to be. In my mind, I always put myself present. I don't look at the past. I don't look at the future. I'm like,
you don't look at the future.
I'm worried about right here, right now.
That's cool. Okay.
That's all I care about.
How do you manage?
Now, in work, I look at the future because innovation, right? Like innovation is all about looking at the future.
Oh, yeah. So that sounds like a healthy balance.
Yeah.
Would you say you feel healthy?
Are you happy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
I don't know
if it's right or wrong, right? Because by not learning from the past sometimes, you can continue to make the same mistakes.
Yeah. I feel you there, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta remind myself.
But that's interesting.
Well, I believe the gut relationship completely, and I think that one of the reasons why mental illness is so out of control is because of how horrendous our diet is, and rather than solve the problem, it's masked the symptoms, and we never really get to like the root cause of it. So it just becomes 100%. Yeah, 100%. Yep, I do. Because stuff gets in your bloodstream, it shouldn't get in there. And after a while, if it gets in there and it starts not attacking, but it's constantly getting fed to different things in your body and it shouldn't be there. So it's only a matter of time until it starts to atrophy or have some type of an issue because you're introducing things that it's not supposed to be.
But what about like a schizophrenic that starts out, or a bipolar person?
All right.
Now?
I'm going to stop there. Not because I don't like what you're saying. I just have to go do a stand-up comedy. But thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And it's a deep conversation. I really enjoy it.
This is going to be highly listened to, or no one's going to listen at all.
Who knows? I like the part that is experiential. So maybe people find it interesting. Believe me.
Yeah. Thank you for.
No. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you.
El Martínez.
Bueno, espero que este episodio experimental lo disfruten como lo disfruté yo. La verdad que me encantó conocer gente tan diferente, con diferentes puntos de vista. Sigo ahora caminando de vuelta desde la... Estaba en el happy hour de AI y ahí fue donde conocí este último grupo de personas, que la conversación se puso profunda y sabrosa, como habrán podido ver. Y eso es lo que tiene South by Southwest, ¿no? South by, como le dice todo el mundo, es un evento que reúne a cultura, música, ciencia, films, hay documentales, hay activismo, hay stand-up comedy. Es una cosa que no se puede creer. Vienen más de 200.000 personas al año. Y es una semana de inspirarte, ¿no? De ir conociendo gente, de además de ver las cosas como positivas, ¿no? O sea, o desde un lugar positivo. Gente muy abierta, como vieron, todo el mundo está en esta vibra de querer platicar lo que sabe, lo que conoce, lo que los inspira. Y es por eso que vengo, porque siento que abriéndonos la cabeza, pues yo creo que al final del día pasa menos el tiempo, ¿no? Nos vamos haciendo, nos mantenemos jóvenes. Así que, bueno, nada, espero que lo disfruten. Creo que, como les comentaba, el Martínez ahora va a mutar y va a ir más bien hacia este lugar que me llama muchísimo la atención, y es encontrar gente en diferentes partes del mundo haciendo con su creatividad un mejor mundo. Así que les mando un abrazo grande desde Austin y seguimos. Venga, sabrosón. El abrazo, digo.
Este episodio fue mezclado y musicalizado por el gran Ahmed Cosío en Ciudad de México.
Locución de la voz Marley Figueroa desde L.A.
Investigación y booking Natalia Visione desde Buenos Aires. Escrito por Sebastián Arrechedera. Redacción y redes sociales, Rogelio Galván desde Ciudad de México.
Una producción colaborativa de Rainbow Lobster.
El Martínez. Un podcast bar mamalonamente ricototón.